You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Dork Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast.
Brian Davis.
It's the Dork Podcast. Hashtag. It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork, a very special reaction episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Ray Vonday. He is a PlayStation exclusive. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm okay. That was another heavy episode of The Last of Us that we just watched. So
I think there's going to be a lot of those.
There's going to be a lot of those.
Something tells me. And this is a little housekeeping here. We've already had a few questions about this when we said we're going to be doing recap episodes. Davey and I both played the game. We both loved the game. We played the second game. Loved that game as well. So if they stick with that story, we obviously know what's going to happen. But we're not going to spoil that. It's sort of like, you know, Game of Thrones reading the books type of thing. We're not going to go there. We're going to base it off of, and we're going to do the best we can. We're going to do the very best we can, but we're going to base it just off of what we saw, right? Because we're not going to sit here and predict what's going to happen, because chances are we don't know.
And, I mean, the way this is going right now, too, there have been some, and again, this isn't spoilery, but there have been some creative choices that have been made that we've seen already in these first two episodes that suggest you might not really know what's going on.
So I think that's good for the people who played the game. There is a chance that maybe they swerve us. So there's always that. So even if we let one slip, there's a chance that it doesn't even play out that way. So let's just base it off of these two episodes. We didn't do a standalone for the first episode. So real quick, let's get some of those thoughts out of the way. Long episode, about an hour and 20 minutes.
Hour 20, yep.
Real table setter. I thought it did a great job for people that either loved the game, played it, or had never had anything to do with it. Just sort of like, here's what we're dealing with. Let's set here are the characters. Here's the world we're in. I thought they crushed it in the first episode.
They absolutely did. And I'm going to put a pause on that. Can you please answer Josh Clark's question in the chat?
He says, I know you don't want to spoil anything, but are any of these fuckers going to come crashing through the wall with a giant horse cock or a donkey dick?
I mean, these are the creative things we're talking about. I mean, you know,
this episode, if you have this chance. There might have been some crashing through the walls a little bit. So, yes. This could happen. In a word, yes.
It is the adult show. It is an adult show for adults. So they can do whatever the hell they want. Now, going back to the first episode, one of the things I said, my knee-jerk reaction to that, because we didn't decide to do this until this week, but I said to you in a group chat with Mac and Goo, I didn't really like the first 6 minutes of the show, because they did the whole thing with the kind of like over-explaining like what was going on. But now I'm doing a 180 on that, because what they were talking about now makes more sense why they would bring that up. And again, I think you're going to get these cold opens, like the first 5 minutes of the show, going back to like the start of this thing and how this world now came into creation, which I think is a little bit more of a deep dive, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah. And I wonder when they were like coming together to develop the show, and if they're like, all right, we could literally just take the video game and adapt that to TV and it'd be great. But there was questions like, well, what else can we add to it? Like, what can we do to put in front of it? And dealing with scientists. So you go all the way back to 1968 in the first episode. It's sort of this like looked like a TV show type of thing, talking about what potential, you know, apocalyptic things could look like. And then in this one, you go back to like day one almost of it. So this episode starts in 2003 in Indonesia, and you're sort of like a start from there. So yeah, that one was a little jarring at first, because you're like, all right, well, I don't remember this. Like, what is this? But then it kind of does set the stage more.
And I was like, this is lame, because that's one of the things you kind of figure out on the, like, as you go, as you progress through the game, you get like bits and bits and bits. But like, it was nice for, and I think you even said like, well, not everyone's played the game. Yeah. And my initial knee jerk reaction was like, well, fuck those people.
You should play the goddamn game.
Yeah, like, if you didn't play the game, like, fuck you. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
But not everyone's into video games like us. Not everyone. So I get it, that the little table setting, like you said, which was really good. Funny. And
we're like the Game of Thrones book people now. That's who we are.
We kind of are, and it's just kind of a different medium, which is which is strange. Which is strange. I'm not. I don't like the book is better type people. So I'm just gonna roll with this.
No, I typically don't. I've only had a few instances really where I could even compare and contrast, and so this is gonna be interesting. So anything else on episode one? I we already knew what the casting was, and now you got to see him actually play it out. And
And if you haven't played the game, that scene in the beginning of the show, which kind of sets Joel on his path, is every bit as heart-wrenching and just gut-punching as it is. Maybe even more so, because I think the character of Sarah in the game is younger, too. Mm-hmm. So that, to me, was a little bit harder to watch. But fuck, man.
It was rough. Mm-hmm. All right, so episode two, a little bit shorter this week, about 52 minutes long. It was entitled Infected, and it was directed by Neil Druckmann, who wrote the video game. And
he did a very nice job.
And he did a great job. And again, I think you'd feel at home if you watched this series holding a PlayStation controller, because at times it's just literally like walking you through some of those same moments.
And it was those things where, like, the character, like Tess, there's that moment where the first time that Joel and Ellie are kind of by themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's a very video game thing where, like, Tess is like, all right, I'm going to go find another way around and disappear for 5 minutes.
Yep.
So you don't have to worry about two other people. It's just you and another person.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty clever. And my wife, who's never played the game, she's like, I feel like the way it's paced, like, I feel like I'm playing a video game.
Yeah, I feel like this episode even more so than the first one. And it's probably because of the setting and like them walking around Boston and them in the buildings, then outside of the buildings. Like, that was all, like, all those scenes were very much like it.
And it's like every building they were in felt like a level.
Yep, definitely. And like, they would have like the long pause where, like, before they walk into the building, and then you get to see the whole thing, and then it like pans out. And then it's like, they had one shot that was literally like them walking out of the door, and you see the three characters, and then you see the thing. It was like shot for shot. And some of these really good sites have done that already, where, and I'm sure tomorrow you'll be able to find it online, where it's like, here's what it looked like in the video game, here's like what it looked like in the show. And it's like exactly the same.
And they did that thing too, where like, it's a video game trope where like you walk through a door and then like rubble comes down, so you can't go back the way you came. The only way is forward.
Hilarious.
Yep. So even if you wanted to turn around, you can't.
That's
a very video game thing, which I thought was a little cheeky.
And I wonder if all of them will be like that, because Neil Druckmann didn't direct all of them. So I bet this one's going to be a little more heavy on the video game aspect of it. But Davey mentioned the cold opens. And so this one is 2003 Indonesia, and they bring in a professor of mycology, which, of course, is the study of fungi. And they bring her in, and they're like, we've seen some shit. So they interrupt her lunch, bring her in there. Then there's a body on the table. So you get some sweet nudity in this episode.
You get some bush.
You get a little bit of bush in there.
You get a little bush, just a little bit. Tasteful.
Just a taste.
Yeah.
Christ.
And that's, man, there's something inherently creepy about another living thing coming out of a dead thing's mouth. Really hard to watch.
You thought it was gross when she like cut open her leg,
and you could see like the fungus like kind of coming out, and then,
then when you open your mouth, and then holy smokes, that was gross. But like, awesome scene. And this one I liked even more than the first one, as far as cold opens were concerned, because this one really sets the stage of sort of like what they would also end up doing in all these cities. And so she's sitting there, and the guy's like, "What do we like? We need medicine. We need a vaccine." And she's like, "No. There is no medicine. There is no vaccine." So he's like, "All right, what do we do?"
Bomb. And she says, "Bomb.
Bomb everything.
That's it. That's all you can do."
And she's like,
and then it speaks to like,
please? She's like, "Can you please just drive me home so I can be with my family and try new restaurants?"
Like, and again, like, this is such Neil Druckmann is so good at like people being afraid and like mm-hmm. what makes them afraid. And I you could see this woman's face that just like having studied, and she said something like, I studied this my whole life. There is no vaccine. There is no cure. There is nothing. No medicine. Like yeah. there's nothing you can do. And so all I can do now is just go home and be with my family
and try new restaurants.
And again, you know, I love that the choice they made to like make these things kind of like interconnected mm-hmm. is, the game didn't do that. It was kind of a swerve. Yeah. And I know that's not a spoiler. I hope that's not a spoiler for the game, but like they didn't do that. It was just kind of like one off.
No, I wouldn't worry about spoiling the game. I feel like people have either played the game or they haven't. Yeah. I just wouldn't spoil like things that happen later in the game for people watching the show.
I thought so. One of the things that was like you didn't really notice right away until one of the, and they're called clickers, by the way. I don't know if like I think they were in like 28 days later. They call them like runners or something. Mm-hmm. Like so, if you're new to this world, the zombie fungus people are called clickers because they make like that echolocation like clicking sound.
Oh, by the way, the first time you hear the sound in the show is exactly like the game, and it's like
horrifying. And awesome. It's great because they actually brought in the same voice act. There's like two people who do that. It's Ooh. a male and a female actor, and they're the same ones from the game, so that it's authentic. And I got to tell you, the one thing you do miss is when you hear that in 3D audio with headphones and you hear it behind you, it scares the shit out of you.
Well, I was watching it in the Dragon's Lair, and so I got the surround sound down here. And I got
Did you hear it like behind you?
Yeah. It was like, hearing the fucking thing again. It's just like from playing the game for hours and hours and hours and hearing that. And then there might be like a part where you're stuck and then you just hear it over and over again because you keep dying, you keep respawning, and you keep trying to fucking go from there. So yeah, that was eerie, and it was great that it was the exact same sound. So after the open, then you get the first scene where Joel and Tess are questioning Ellie. Because the way the first episode ends, they're like, holy shit, Ellie's been bit. She's like, I'm not infected. And they're like, well, how the fuck is this? This is a key point that Ellie could have the cure. Ellie could be potentially having the cure. And so Joel and Tess are like, well, what is this? Where are we going? What are we doing? But just that scene and being in the world where all the buildings have growth on them, all the insides of buildings just have all kinds of like, some of it's green, some of it's brown, some of it's whatever. Like that just takes you right back to the video game, but also the world. Like we've watched so many of these shows. You mentioned 28 Days Later, The Walking Dead, I Am Legend, like whatever, all these different ones. Like this is their version of it, and it's pretty gross.
It's pretty gross, and it's also like just so well done. And the prosthetics and the practical effects of the clickers just looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost like the use of like the fungus. It's almost, and the colors are almost like pretty until you realize if you look close enough, it's like, oh, it looks great. And then you back up and you're like, that's the most horrific thing I've ever seen. Yeah. So to play with that is actually really, really cool. And this show is just leaps and bounds ahead of anything I've seen so far this year. I know we're a month into the year, but
we are early. No, but like we talk about how good the year in TV was for last year. And like, this is two episodes in, that this is up there with those shows.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. Yeah.
Boston has certainly looked a little bit better.
I was a little having lived in the city for a number of years, and you see like, oh, it's like a 10 minute walk if it's a straight line, and you look and you're like, you're in the fucking South End, like you're nowhere near the Capitol building, like where the skyline is like you're on like the Mass Pike, like heading in, like you're like near Quincy. There's no way.
I mean, a dead sprint
10 minute walk, like no way, man.
I also, for multiple reasons, I probably wouldn't survive in this world, but one of them would be, I think every time I entered a building, I would say, there's a fungus among us.
You would have to say that.
I would have to say that every time. And then I think eventually, like somebody, like even a living person would probably just strangle me out. They'd be like, enough with the fungus among us. But that would be my go-to joke. I think it would be not funny at first, but I think eventually people would end up just eating that shit up like a fucking pot roast.
By the way, the name of the second Incubus EP before they had a major label, it was called Fungus Among Us. Now, if you had to eliminate somebody who you once knew who became a clicker, would you say something to the effect of like, he used to be such a fun guy?
Yep. Definitely.
What a shame. He used to be such a fun guy.
I look over. You knew I wanted to shoot this fucker. He used to be a fun guy.
used to be a fun guy.
Really?
Like, stop it.
No, actually, he wasn't. Now he is. Now he's like a mushroom.
And then you like, and then you start like flexing on me, like, how's that for a mushroom head?
Right.
I'm something like that.
Yeah, yeah, no, because it's a fungi.
And it's also dick joke.
Penis.
Yeah, penis.
Cock. Right. Cock balls.
Exactly. You got it.
Ellie asking Joel and Tess about the infected as they're like walking, as they're trying to get to the state house. They realize they had to go one of two different ways. But she's like kind of setting up. She's like, are there some that have like split open heads? And they're like, no. And then they're like, what about ones that like explode and like pus comes at you? They're like, no. And you're like, yeah, that we might see those. We might see those this episode.
And they kind of like they kind of shoot each other a look, like,
yeah, like, do we tell? Yeah, her?
People make up stories. Yeah, nothing. And then she actually sees one, and she's like, oh, like holy shit! And I think so. One of the things I've always found fascinating about the game too is when you play as both Ellie and Joel in the first one at different times, and Ellie is the more aggressive, more reckless one, and Joel is very calculated and very like, they talk about ground rules a lot and all that stuff. And I think that was, even when Joel's like beating the shit out of the guy and you see Ellie's face, like she wants to watch him do it.
Yeah.
Like beat the guy to death. And then
she's in on that.
Yeah, she's in on that. And fuck. Like that's it. Did they've just, and I think Bella Ramsey's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, they're both good. Actually, shout out all three of them. All three of them are, yeah.
Anna Torv was great and everything, but I'm impressed that Pedro Pascal's nailing the voice too, like Joel's voice.
It's he's using a similar voice to Mandalorian. Do you think it's similar?
It's a little bit more Texas. He's got a little. Yeah. So if you, I forget who it was. Was it
But like Mando's got like a Western vibe to it, and I feel like
it's a Western. That shows a Western for sure.
And he talks a little bit like that. A little, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think. I can't remember. People are going to kill me. Troy Baker, who plays Joel in the video game, he just nails that voice. And yeah, it's really fucking good.
So the scene with Ellie and Joel together and Tess is, I'll be right back. You guys figure this out. So they're sitting there. They're like quiet. Then like kind of small talk, and then Ellie's asking him questions. He's just like, no questions, like basically. Because the truth is, and Tess even says, I think actually in the first episode, no, in this episode, Tess is like, we're not great people. Like, we're like smugglers right now. We're like trying to survive. Like, we're nobody's friends. Like, we're I mean, that changes, but like, we're bad guys.
We're bad guys. Yeah. Fuck. And I can't wait for, so we have Bill and Frank in the next episode.
Yeah.
With who's Nick Offerman. And you get, and what looks like is you meet them under different circumstances. But to get that backstory of the two of them, because you don't, again, sorry, but you don't get that in the game. So it looks like you're going to, how those two met and what happened.
Yeah. The preview for next week's episode, there's a good line in there where he's like, if I let you in, you're gonna think you get a free lunch or whatever, and this isn't a fucking
like Arby's.
Arby's didn't do free lunches; it's a restaurant.
Yeah, I had to pay for that.
Pay for their food. But again, Ellie and Joel just chopping it up, and there's a good bit of dialogue in there where like Ellie's kind of got a response for everything, and she's like, I go to school, like I know where Detroit is, and then she asks a question. He's like, I thought you go to school. She's like, it's a shitty school. Like that's a good little back and forth though between those two.
And just to set the table for like a relationship that's going to change as they keep heading
west. Oh, yeah. And then Tess explains how the infected are connected. Like you hit on that, but that's a pretty, I feel like going to be a pivotal point in the TV show. And you see it here, and like they show it at the end of the episode where like they kill the one and then like the fucking vines come around and then it wakes up everybody and they come running.
And it's that it was the thing I was talking about is a definite change, because that's brought about, and it's more sound. So like if you do, and like you can't, what I loved about the game is like what you've seen in the show a little bit is like you can't like run and gun, like you can't go balls deep into a fight. You have to like think about what you're doing. Which I think to me sets this game apart from like other video games, is you actually had to like go in with a plan, like if this happens. And I was, even though I knew kind of like that when they were in the museum. Like, I've seen that before, and that was almost like a shot for shot. Even the room they were in was like laid out the exact same way.
100%. And there was that one scene where they were like crouching, and you're living that so much throughout the game.
But I was still on the edge of my seat the entire time. Mm-hmm. You know, so that was pretty remarkable. And
there's something about fast zombies are kind of unfair. I feel like
it's either fast or that jerky movement.
They twist a little bit.
Yeah. Have you ever seen? So they talked about in the first episode the ants that get infected with that fungus, and the fungus like takes over their brain. Have you seen that? That's a real thing.
I don't think so.
It's a real thing. It's fucking crazy scary that this fungus gets into like ants' brains, eats like control and controls them.
Scary.
It's wild. Nature is fucking wild.
It's fucked. Oh yeah, we have a few, like when we have like weeds and shit in the back, and I don't just mean like weeds, I mean like the ones that like snake around like other trees and stuff.
Yeah,
it's a problem. It's gross. And my wife's always like, we got to get rid of all of these. I'm like, well, I feel like cat's out of the bag on that.
So I'm gonna drop a picture in the chat just right, so you can see what this looks like, because it's like,
oh, can you share it on here?
I'm just gonna like, Here's a link for those of you in the chat right here.
All right.
But I can send it to you through private chat. So
there's
got to
be a way.
I just send it to you. You can share it from your screen. I just put it in the private chat. See it?
Oh, this fucking guy here. All right.
There's a link to like a New York Times article.
Oh yeah. Now it's like I got to pay a dollar a day for fucking New York.
No, you can scroll. You can just scroll it. Just click out of that and scroll. You'll see it.
It's not letting me. I see him. He's got a little fucking thing coming out of his head there.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good. Next time we'll come, we'll have visuals. That's gross. That is really gross. This episode was gross. It was
disgusting. Yeah. The mouth to mouth thing was a little.
Yeah. Why'd they do that?
I don't know. But it was. I liked the idea that, you know, since Tess was infected, that they just started ignoring her. Like, I wanted that to keep going.
No, the guy came over and just made out with her.
Yeah, but like, and she let it happen.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
She was able to, you know, drop the lighter, and she was able to get what she wanted out of there, but that seemed a bit unnecessary, really.
That was a little too much.
So they get to the state house, and everybody's dead in there. And so is that the story you think? That it was just the one guy got bit, then they all turned on each other and they all died.
Yeah. I think that's the story they're going with. Again, this was a departure because I know, like in the game, that turns into like a big gunfight. They talk about, was this Fedra? And like, it is Fedra in the game, but Fedra's there. And like, you actually have to like get away from them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They're on the fly now.
I'm looking at all these ants.
Possessed ants.
Oh, it's the worst.
Well, we do have to go with...
I can't stop myself.
Unfortunately, Tess was infected. Big reveal. I would have liked, because she's so good, like one more episode with her and like set it up. I think it could have been a little bit more emotional. Again, she's a great actress. All three of the characters are great. I feel like you could have gone one more and it would have been... Because like, this episode, I think you were really starting to like Tess. And it would have been a big, big deal.
But isn't that the thing, though? Like, isn't that the thing? Like, you can't do that. You know, I obviously, Joel says to Ellie, like, she asked them if they're like.
Yeah, pass.
And he's like, pass. Like, I don't want to.
I'm not going there.
We're not talking about that. You can ask me anything, but not about.
Not about me. Yeah. So unfortunately for Tess.
Pick of the pod.
Tess. Anna Torv, played by Anna Torv. Yeah.
By the way, do you know who Anna Torv's uncle is?
I do not.
Rupert Murdoch.
Come on.
Yeah.
She's a Nepo baby?
Well, I don't know, because like, I don't know if it's like, if that's her blood uncle. I don't know if it is, but whatever. That's pretty wild. It's like Rupert Murdoch's doing all right.
That's wild.
Like Rupert Murdoch's all right. Her aunt is married or was married to Rupert Murdoch for 31 years. So, really? Like, I guess they're no longer together. So, like, technically like her ex uncle, because it's like her bio, I guess, I don't know if it's her mom's sister is like Rupert Murdoch's ex wife. But long story short, she was related.
Long story short.
But yeah, she was great in Mindhunter. She fucking
she's great in Mindhunter. And again, she was great in Fringe too. Are you ready for this? Ready for this? Hang on. I'm coming for you.
What do you got?
I got a screen share here. Present.
How am I going to do that?
Screen share. I got it. Chrome tab. Oh, you can do it?
All right. Pop it up. All right. Oh, here we go.
Look at
this fucking thing.
Look at that. That's its head.
Ew. Right there with
the big mushroom on it. And then like
those are those of you listening on the podcast. That's a bug. And then that is like a plant coming out like a mushroom inside of a bug, like a ant.
And it's still alive. Like those mushrooms are controlling that ant. Like this is a real thing.
Disgusting.
Isn't that horrifying? Is that not insane to you?
I don't like that. I don't think that should be a thing. I don't think that should be allowed, Ryan.
Yeah. Awful.
So Tess is also the one that tells them, tells Joel to go to Bill and Frank's. So we're going to get that coming up next episode. It looks like Tess also with the quote, save who you can save. So that's obviously a big message for Joel and for everybody else. But yeah, pretty wild episode. And you really got to see the clickers in this episode, and you really got to see what they can do. And let's just say, I think it's a good entry point into clickers in that world.
But and I
we
think
have not, we have not seen it all.
And I think there was an important line that Tess said that, like, you know, this is like some sort of like redemption thing. Like this is the chance we have to like make it right. Like, cause she used to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
She's no, not anymore.
People can change. People can change. She changed.
People can change. And I think that's kind of what, and again, for the pardon the expression, but that's what makes it click in Joel's head is that like, this is our way to like fix it and not be a piece of shit anymore. You know, she lived for New Year's Eve. No. Yeah.
Itty bitty jeans.
Yeah. White Ferrari, glass Lop houses. Sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not doing any shit anymore. But yeah, pretty good stuff. And now setting the stage for a jaunt to Bill and Frank's, and then, you know, maybe head west. That might be the end of Boston, or maybe we'll have a little bit early Boston scene next episode. But do you think we get a 5-6 minute science project before every episode?
I think you do. I think you see. So one of the things that I'm guaranteeing you see that you don't get a lot of in the game, the kind of the inception of the Fireflies as a group.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
You might get a little Joel and Tommy prior to their, or right after the, whatever you want, infection day. Like you see, because they do go their separate ways, and it's I don't think it's on good terms. So how that happens, you're probably going to get more of like the Fedra stuff, like the government's response to this pandemic. So. Do you think this is a little, I was thinking about this too, like having just come out of a pandemic. I mean, do you think that this is like this shit's real. You've seen it now. Like you've seen the people's response to this shit. You see people stealing fucking toilet paper and being idiots.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine if that was real?
Yeah, no, it's, I don't know if it's worse or better to like watch it with like knowing that and like kind of scratching the surface of it. Cause it's funny. Cause we did The Last of Us Part 2.
We did.
We did a standalone on that video game. You can go back in the archives, and that was in like July of 2020. So we were like four months into what we knew at the time of Corona, and so we were like, "Yeah, this shit's not. It's not so sci-fi anymore.
It's not. You
know? It's like it's what we're not. Living in.
Correct.
In a way. Yeah. It's not fucking.
It's not, yeah. That's not so fun anymore, is it? Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I also found Neil Druckmann wrote a Last of Us comic book, and it's 4 issues. So it's like a one-off here, and it's it takes place pre the game, and it's just Ellie. So it's like a little. I read it like real quick. It's not amazing. It's not like must read, but it's just more time to hang out with Ellie, and it's the guy that created the character writing more about the character.
And that I'm guessing you're gonna get that too. So there was like a not an expansion, but like a additional material for the game that was just Ellie. And they talk about like the mall when she goes to the mall and when she initially gets bitten, and that's what how that. So I'm guessing you're gonna see that too.
Yeah. There's some mall stuff in the comic book as well. Did you anything from the behind the episode or inside the episode that you watched tonight?
Tess's motivation, like, and they talked about like how Tess in the game was not very emotionally connected to anything. Like, you never knew where she was from. You never knew. And then she has that line where she's like, it's like, we got to go home. It's like, no, it's not my fucking home.
Fucking from there.
It's not my fucking home. Yeah. Right. I want to go home. Like, and she's the West. She's from Michigan. She's from Motown.
From Detroit.
If you look at Boston in the show, that's what Detroit looks like now. If you've seen the movie Barbarian.
Yeah. No shit.
I think I like that character, and it's a shame that she has to go, but you know, if you've seen,
we'll meet some more characters.
We will meet some more characters, and you will become instantly attached to some of them and learn more about them.
Now that we've seen two episodes, do you think they will be able to do the whole first game in 9 episodes?
I don't want them to.
Like, yeah, I hope not.
They
should stretch it out. And I think my guess is two
seasons.
Two seasons will take the first game, especially if they're adding the science stuff, and they can do that even longer if they want. That isn't in the game, and they can introduce more characters and come at you from people that were like first discovering it or predicting it or other run-ins. So you can do that all along the way, and that should stretch it out. And if they're only 9 episode seasons, I think you could do 1 and 2, 18 episodes, and then you could do part 2, the video game. I hope they make that, and then do that.
And just think of like, and that game was dense, and I feel like that was like 10 to 15 hours longer than the first one, and so many more characters and so many more things you could get into.
I loved it,
and especially when you get into like the story with Abby and like all of that, like that to me is gonna be some good TV.
Yep, that's gonna be incredible TV. I mean, this is gonna be good TV too, like this, the story itself. And then if they just add to it, and because it's HBO, you feel like you're in good hands. And so far, so good. Episode 3. Let's see. Do they have a title for that one yet? Let's take a look. No, I don't see a title yet. But yeah, Neil Druckmann, it looks like he also
He
directed this episode. He co-wrote the first episode. And he wrote the 7th episode. But the guy that he co-wrote the first episode with is the guy that he also created the game with, Craig Mazin. Mm-hmm. And he wrote all the other episodes. So it's like they're not, it's nobody like, oh, I'm a fan of the series. Like, no. It's the guys that did the game.
The guys who did it.
Right. Yeah. They're going to write everything.
But they did say in the behind the episode thing, or the inside the episode, that the people who are physically playing the clickers were fans of the game.
That's pretty cool.
So that's actually pretty cool. And they're like actors, but like they know how to move and like all that stuff. So that was
scary. That was as somebody that watched 11 seasons of The Walking Dead, like the clickers are way more terrifying than just like these slow moving zombies. But then very similar to The Walking Dead, the people are super dangerous. Like they're maybe more dangerous.
Yes. So
that's the shit that you gotta.
And you will see them next week.
Head on a swivel with some of these. With some of these characters. Yeah, anything else from either of the first two episodes on this bad boy?
This is just, it has exceeded my expectations. And I think I tweeted out something that was like, oh, like it's, the show goes deeper than the game does. And some of those moments are better than anything in the game. And I was like, fuck that. There's no way. I might be wrong. I might be eating my words in that one.
I will choose to eat my own words if need be.
I will shit in my hat, as we say.
Take a little advice from me. Next time you want, next week, 9 o'clock, grab your PlayStation controller and then just sit and watch the game or watch the show. It's going to feel like you're playing the game.
And I've actually watched in preparation for talking about these things and watching the episode. I've been watching like speed runs of the game and watching like where they stop and where they pick it up just to do like a compare and contrast. Oh, so that might be if you're doing both. So if you play the games and you're watching the show, that's a kind of a cool way to do it, is like watch what you think the episode's going to end. And I was actually right, like where the episode was going to
end. Oh, where this one ended?
Yeah.
So we'll do this throughout the season. Again, it's Sunday night, so roughly around 10. I feel like all the episodes are going to be give or take an hour. That's sort of how they do things. And if you're looking for This Week in Hashtag Dork, like, Keith, where the fuck is This Week in Hashtag Dork? We're going to be doing that on the radio. So the Rich Keefe Show. Super popular new night show on WEEI. If you can't catch us on Friday, Davey's been doing an hour every Friday night. If you can't catch us on Friday night on the radio, that podcast immediately, like even that on the drive home, that thing is already podcasted. So you can check out The Rich Keefe Show and look for Friday night, look for the Davey Hour, and we'll hit on this
week. And I think, I'm not going to say we have, but I'm going to say I think we figured out the Zoom situation. I think
I don't want to jinx it. Yeah, I don't want to jinx it. Davey sounded a lot better this week than he did the first 2 weeks. Again, everything was on our end, but I think we figured that out, and hopefully that is
And clear. As we say, as I kept telling them on WEEI, hit the sounder.
This is This Week in Horrible Rossi Takes.
I can't confirm or deny. We were talking about and thinking about doing a worldwide documentary because there is cosplaying across the United States and the globe. Even though we live in Massachusetts and it's kind of a Puritan town, there are cosplayers that are in Germany, cosplayers that are in France, cosplayers in England, and you know, even in Germany, kids will dress up in cosplay and go to classes in cosplay.
So the sound I was looking for was "my shit's fine," is what I was looking for.
What are we, 10 years old? I've seen every cock on the planet.
Right.
The soundboard has been a lifesaver in many, let's just give it its due.
But it's been a dream.
Yep.
It's been a goddamn dream. I thought you were looking for this one.
It's Ryan. It's Ryan. It's my Ryan. My Ryan.
That was a dramatic turn.
I missed that show too.
Oh, a great show. I missed that smokes.
Murder Dirter.
That was the one that was. Siobhan. Come on, Siobhan. One of the best shows going. But yeah, I'm excited for that. So this Friday, This Week in Dork, talk about all kinds of stuff that's going on. And you know what I might also try to do? I gotta talk to Rossi. Royal Rumble is on Saturday. I'm gonna get a Royal Rumble preview coming out.
Royal Rumbus?
Royal Rumbus.
Yeah.
I think I gotta check in with Rossi, see if he does his
Is he doing it? Cool. Can we watch it? Can we stream that shit? I don't think we can. How did we do it? I feel like we did it just a sim to do like
the real Royal Rumble. No,
I know.
We get numbers. It's on Peacock. You can watch it on Peacock.
I was saying, what were we watching when they did a Royal Rumble? It was like something to pick draft picks or something like that.
Royal Rumble. Oh yeah, they did one on the video game for whatever their draft pick. We did one in the fantasy football. Yeah.
It was sweet.
Defunct show and league.
Anyway,
that'll do us. Oh, Joshua's got a request. Anytime anybody's got a request, that's fine with me. I don't mind that.
Do you think that was real?
Yes.
I like to think that it was.
Yeah, I choose to think that it was.
I choose to think that it was as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to say. I do need to work this into the radio show, see if this will fly.
I just Googled world's longest fart.
Yeah.
What do you think? Don't Google it. What do you think is the Guinness World Record for the longest fart ever recorded?
94 seconds.
2 minutes and 42 seconds.
That's incredible.
There's a video.
And next week we'll have it for you.
There's a video.
240.
It's split into three parts. It has the intro, the setup, and the official in the official time.
That's great. Just great. Just ripping farts. Longest fart.
Yeah.
What's your longest fart be?
My longest fart?
Your longest fart.
It's got to be under 10 seconds.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like that's not like
10 seconds. Like you got
10 seconds is a long time. It's got to be under
a long time.
Yeah. I'm more of a sound. I need a loud. They've been loud, not long. That's my favorite one. Yeah. That was wet. Do you remember? Do you remember there was a Vine of a kid? I have to find it. There was a Vine. Remember Vine?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
There was a Vine of a kid who was like, he like did this thing where he like jumped and spun around and like spread his butt out and farted like right sort of in like a party. And then you just see him turn around and like walk out of the room. And they're like, "Where are you going?" He's like, "I just shit my pants."
That was a good entrance, but quick exit.
Yeah, I have to post that on Twitter if you haven't seen that one.
By the way, last thing, we're not really doing like a pick of the pod, but no. I saw Mac and Goo tweeting about this. And so I watched this show and I don't know why. I think I'll tell you why. There's nothing on right now. And you know, it's
other than this, yeah.
It's The Last of Us, which is once a week. So I'm looking for shows. I need shows, and there's no like streaming movies that are new for the year that are even out yet. So I've watched all four episodes of Velma.
Yes.
HBO Max's Velma, which is an animated series. Right. Mindy Kaling.
It's an adult show, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the adult tour. You can swear. Yeah. And Sam Richardson is Shaggy, and Glenn Howerton is Fred. Constance Wu is Daphne. And then Mindy Kaling is like the star of the show. Do you know what the audience score is on Roddy Teeth?
I saw Mac posted it, but I did get bombed. It did get like review bombed. But still, it wasn't good before that.
6%
Now, what is the issue with this? Because I feel like because Velma, the character is
what?
I'm trying to think of like queer or like she's lesbian. So like, is it those people who are like taking issue with this?
No, she's not though. I think
there was a whole thing. They did like a trailer where you see Velma actually like falling in love with a woman, like or having like the hots for a woman.
I watched the show. So she's kissed Daphne, but she's also super attracted to Fred.
So maybe, that's why I said I didn't want to say the word lesbian because that's not what that means, but I just want like queer, like gender fluid or.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. So maybe that's the problem. Yeah. I don't really. There's no Scooby-Doo. That's my biggest problem. There's no dog yet.
What the hell?
No Scooby.
Is this pre-Scooby?
Yeah, it must be pre-Scooby because like right now, the story is like Velma and Daphne used to be friends, and maybe now they are, and like so the group isn't really the group yet. Like Fred's a cool guy, but he's got all kinds of issues. And
isn't he so cool with his cravat?
It's not a very good show, and yet they're 25 minutes, and they released two last week, two this week, and I've watched them all, and I'm like, why am I watching this?
Is it any good? Yeah.
It's not 6%. If there was a lot of shows on, I would say, no, you don't have time for it. But because there's nothing to watch, like I'll probably keep watching it.
But fuck it, right?
What the fuck? I'm not going to review bomb it. Has anybody else seen Velma? Let us know.
No, I did watch a cool documentary on, I think it was on Hulu. There's a thing called Wizard Mode. It's a kid who's he's from Canada and he's trying to set like he's trying to be the number one pinball player in the world. And I didn't know this, but did you know that every pinball machine has like things you need to accomplish? There's like a way to play pinball. I just thought you just try to keep the ball alive as long as you can.
Yeah, just smack the ball up.
No, like if you look at like the game manual, it tells you like everything you need to do, and you can unlock something called Wizard Mode, where like everything, you know how like if you knock down three things, like something else pops up or like whatever.
Yeah.
So you can unlock everything like all at once and get like ridiculous scores. Hmm. So, and it's really hard to do. So it's actually pretty interesting. Wizard Mode on Hulu.
Yeah. Oh, so I have not beat God of War Ragnarok yet.
Sure. Because that's the time.
I got the itch to play Fallen Order. So I'm like an hour or so into that. I like it. I just touched down in Dathomir, and I was like, I gotta have time to really.
Yeah, I need all of you. I need everyone to get out.
Yeah, I need my own time. I just need to go through. I'm so excited for that part of it. So I got there. That's how far I am. So
my daughter put a sign on her door, and it's become like lingo in the Davey household now. She's six, and she just wrote NOPEPL.
No people.
So no pebble.
No pebble.
So when you get No. So you want to be left alone in the Davey household, and they just look at everybody and say, no Pepple. I'm going to my office. No Pepple.
That's not.
So when you play Dathomir and you see like the Night Sisters, right? No Pepple.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I love Star Wars lore is what I decided.
Like, that's one of those games too. Like the more you get into it and the better you get as Cal, the better the game gets.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, I'm okay.
You customize your saber yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I changed the look of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a green one now.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure what to go with. But anyway.
I always go white.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like Ahsoka Tano.
Yep.
Smart.
All right, let's get out of here. We're doing like run-on sentences now.
All right. That'll do it for us. Again, check out the Rich Keefe Show every night of the week, but especially Friday when Davey joins for an hour. And if you can't catch it live, check the podcast on that. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Dork Podcast. For a little while now, we'll be doing the Last of Us reaction episodes. But keep sending in your should I have bought this. We can stockpile a bunch of those, and we can do a bunch of them later. DorkPodcast@gmail.com. So thanks for tuning in for this, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Dave, you don't give a shit about anything, do you?
What'd you say?
I said you don't give a shit about anything, do you?
Not really.